First, welcome my buddy Mossy Oak, Ronnie Cuz Strickland on the line. Good morning, Cuz.
Hello, John boy. How you doing today? Billy, Marcy, Jackie, Terry, everybody.
Hey. I miss you so much.
I miss you too, man. I was telling Jackie, the only reason I ain't there now, I'm waiting on your turkey to get stuffed.
Oh, attaboy. We don't want to give away the ending of the next Mossy Oak show, but yeah, the Rio went down in Texas, didn't it, cuz?
Oh, look, you knew it was going to happen. John Boy's in town.
Boy, for a guy that doesn't want to give away the ending.
Yeah, well, it's all building up to it. I'll tell you what. And Jackie, cuz feels about a snake about like you do.
I
brought the rattles back from a couple of the rattlesnakes that we killed. I've been scaring Jackie with them every once in a while.
That was my heart was out for you. I'm telling you, I wouldn't have stayed there that long with nobody else on the planet. Three rattlesnakes in 2 hours. I looked at John Boy and said, hey, I love you, but your hunt is over.
That's right. Oh, man. Well, cuz, we talked to Boo last week and was talking about you making the scene every year as you do to the, actually, this is the 10th annual Camp Compass Scramble at Hidden Creek Golf Club in Navarro Beach, Florida. And, cuz, are you putting up another hunt for bid?
I am. I hadn't decided. I got three that I'm trying to pick from right now. But everybody always, all the outfitters we deal with, they really want to be a part of it. And I hadn't decided which one. But it'll be a deer hunt for two, all expenses paid, and it goes on TV. And we've done that every year. And every year, the hunters have just had a blast. It always goes for a ton of money, which... It's a great cause, Camp Compass is. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there with our banners flying and golf balls, unfortunately, will be flying in all directions, too.
That's it. Well, our big show winner, Bill Jones, out of Martinez, Georgia, won the trip down there. So you'll be seeing Bill down. And because, like we said, now the golf portion of the event is sold out. But you can still get tickets to see all the entertainment. And this includes this auction with some great stuff, including this cuz hunt he's talking about. But you can get your tickets. Larry the Cable Guy, of course, you hang out with Larry every year. He's a big supporter of this. And that's where they raise money, too, besides the auctions, these events. And Larry the Cable Guy gives his time for that. Gary Allen's going to be there as well. So we'd urge the folks to get down because, man, that's more than half the fun, depending on how you do on the golf course, ain't it?
That's right. Larry the Cable Guy is the funniest guy you ever, especially in person. But the reason I love him coming is I ain't officially the worst golfer on the golf course when he shows up. He loves it, but he struggles worse than I do. Bless his heart.
And we're talking about Navarro Beach, where it is. That's home to Gulf Islands National Seashore. That's one of only 10 beaches in the nation with that designation. It's got the Gulf Coast's longest fishing pier. It's got a new zoo just minutes from kayaking, hiking, canoeing, and zip lining. So if our listeners, if you can carve out some time and make the scene there and spend the whole weekend and get in with all the goodies that's going on.
Well, it's going to be a big party. It always is, and they raise some money for one of the greatest causes it is if you love to hunt and fish, and that's Camp Compass. And that's a great website. John's got a new issue going on called 2 Million Bullets, and we're going to raise as much money as we can for him.
Well, of course, cuz y'all have always been a great supporter of that. And John Anoni, y'all know them, Hanson, you met him. We've done some fishing tournaments at the coast, been in the studio, taking those underprivileged kids, like in Philadelphia, you imagine?
Unbelievable.
With kids, and when they work for it, I mean, their studies, they got to make the grades, and he rewards them. Some of these kids have never been out in the woods or on a lake, and it really means a lot to them, man. You catch these kids while they're young, it really make a difference.
Oh, it does, you know, and I've had so many defining moments with those kids. You know, the first time we did this, I interviewed one of the little kids after it was over with, and he had got him a deer, and I said, what was the best part of your weekend? And he looked me straight in the eye, and he said, I felt safe. And he started telling me about the walk he had from his house to school and how dangerous it was. And I was like, you know what? Man, we live in a bubble. We need to do all we can. And it's all about these kids growing and learning. And it's way more than just hunting and fishing. It's just the tool, the vehicle John uses. And it's a great cause. It really is.
Well, I tell you what, boy, you and Toxie and the Mossy Oak boys, you hadn't forgot that, man. We just keep talking about it. Got to bring that next generation, a generation after that up. You know, in the woods, man.
That's right. That's right. It's like they say, we don't inherit it from our fathers. We borrow it from our children, and we got to leave it better. So.
All right, cuz. Well, you have a big time down there, buddy, and we're going to get that turkey ready. Can't wait to see you and the turkey in the Big Show studio. We're saving a place, a wordy word for you.
I'll be there, and I'll have this turkey sprawled out and ready to go the next time I walk through the door. Y'all have a good one.
All right, cuz. We love you, buddy. Thank you, man.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. You go to thebigshow.com and click on that link, and make sure if you can get to Navarro Beach, Florida for the Boo Weekly Camp Compass Tournament. All righty, Big Show rolling on.